Well, we're once again in the book of 1 Peter. We finished off with verse 11 2 weeks ago. Last week we took a little break from the book of Peter. I was struggling with the remainder of this epistle. Not struggling with understanding, but struggling in what to bring. Our Lord reveals to each and every one of us, and that includes me, that includes all of God's people, differently. Some he opens his scriptures wide open to, and others he reveals it a little bit at a time. I have no doubt in my mind that some of you will read these words today and have an understanding that I do not have. I've read these verses several times. I've prayed, and with prayer and supplication, our Lord does reveal things in his word to us. But I also don't want to, just because I don't understand the words completely enough to bring them as a lesson, doesn't mean the Lord hasn't given me some thoughts about some of the things, and it doesn't mean that I should skip over anything. So this morning I'd like to close out this first epistle of Peter and read the final words of chapter 4, beginning at verse 12, all the way through the end of chapter 5. I pray that God would be our teacher. And I pray our Lord, as I said a moment ago, might reveal his words of truth to our hearts. Beginning at verse 12 of chapter 4, we read these words: Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing had happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time has come that the judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. The elders, for chapter 5, verse 1, the elders which are among you I exhort, writes Peter, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, not by compulsion, not because you have to, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility, For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Excuse me. Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him, to the one of all grace, to the God of all grace, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who receives all glory, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And then Peter closes with these words about Silvanus. By Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose, I have written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein ye stand. The church that is Babylon, that is at Babylon, elected together with you, saluteth you, and so doth Marcus, my son. Greet ye one another with a kiss of charity. Peace be with you and all that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. I don't know what to add to that. I pray the Lord has touched you with it and given you grace to see and understand what he inspired Peter to write. Brother Bill, would you lead us in prayer and closing this morning's study, please?